From this morning's first reading, how the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. And from this morning's gospel, my little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may live. And a little later, if I but touch his clothes, I will be made well. Three different speakers, three different situations. The first is the ancient Israelite king David. Saul, the first king, and his son Jonathan, David's closest friend in the royal household, have just been killed in battle. How the mighty have fallen in the midst of battle. The second is Jairus, a leader in a synagogue whose daughter is mortally ill. Come and lay hands on her so that she may live. The third is a woman who has suffered from internal bleeding for 12 years, without being able to find a cure. If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well. Different as they are, each has a problem. We are often told that if you work hard and play by the rules, things should go well with you. And there is a certain truth to that. Things should go well for you if you do that. But these stories remind us that that is not always the case. Working hard and playing by the rules may improve your chances that things will go well for you, but we all know that things happen beyond our control and in spite of our best efforts. There are those for whom life is basically good with occasional problems. I am one of those for whom life is basically tragic with a little comic relief occasionally. Or to put it another way, for me, not only is the glass half empty, but the water that's left in it is probably polluted. And so I find myself turning frequently to God and crying out, help. Turning to cry help is only one form of prayer, but it is one with which we seem to have the most trouble. In this morning's gospel, Jesus did in fact see that Jairus' daughter rose from the dead, and the woman's internal bleeding was cured when she touched the hem of his robe. Would that all asking were that simple. Sometimes it is. But more often we request something of God and it doesn't work out the way we wanted. And then we wonder if God does indeed answer prayer. Some people feel that it is childish to ask God for things. But perhaps if we were a little more childlike, we might have fewer problems with the asking part of prayer. We have a tendency in our adult sophistication to approach prayer as though God were our divine servant in the sky. And so we ask for something, and it doesn't come. Or at least it doesn't come in the way we had in mind. And we think that we have a servant problem. But God is not our divine servant, waiting at our beck and call. God is the source and creator of the entire universe. God doesn't need us to supply him with information about the situation. God doesn't need a long description of the problem. And God certainly doesn't need our advice on what should be done about everything or about our particular situation. What God does need is our attention and our expectant waiting. And often the best solution is not the one that we would have liked to suggest. I find myself always hoping that God will fix the problems the way I want and will make me happy and comfortable. But when I look at my whole life, I realize that the best things about me are what I have had to become in dealing with the problems. I wanted God to fix the problems, but what God did so often was to make me capable of dealing with them. A striking example of this is found in the recent history in South Africa. Nelson Mandela served 27 years in prison for his opposition to the apartheid government in South Africa. I have no doubt that he must have wanted badly to be out of prison all that time. And yet he served 27 years. Where was God in answer to his prayers and the prayers of so many on his behalf? Where God was developing in Mandela a moral stature that enabled him to come out of all those years in prison with no call for vengeance. And my own suspicion is that almost single-handedly, there were others, but almost single-handedly, Nelson Mandela enabled South Africa to make the transition to a multiracial democracy without the bloody revolution that most of us were sure would come. Without those 27 years in prison on Mandela's part, he would not have had that moral stature, and the transition would almost certainly have been horrendously tragic. When we turn to God in asking, we do not then do well to bombard God with information, and we certainly do not do well to bombard God with solutions. We do well to open ourselves to God and to lay the problem before him, and then, like the little children that we really are, to leave it in God's hands. We get out of the way, and we let the one who does know what the answer is lead us toward it.